in this place today, Lord. Let there be deliverance in Mount Zion in Jesus' mighty name. Let every work of the enemy be suppressed and destroyed in Jesus' name. Let your name be glorified this day, Lord. Fill your people, Lord. Even in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Today we continue with our message on claim your position and retain it. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Obadiah 1:17. Claim your position and retain it. Amen. Glory be to God. Can you put it on the screen for us quickly, please? Obadiah 1:17. The Lord is good. Amen. I am delivered, our song says. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but through God's grace and mercy, I am delivered. Amen. Today it says unto us again, but upon Mount Zion, everybody say upon Mount Zion, shall be deliverance. Can you shout it out? Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Amen. That's this assembly, that is anywhere you are, that is any environment you may find yourself, the angel of deliverance is there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Amen. Many of us, we lose out on our possessions. God-given possession. And I said, our God-given possession and entitlements through Christ Jesus are many. Among them are salvation, which is the keystone. But then there is deliverance, amen. There is healing, amen. There is peace, there is joy, there is prosperity. And in this part 3, we are going to talk about deliverance. We spoke briefly in the past about where we message on healing, we message and believe with peace. And one of the greatest scripture that I found out and it rejoiced me, he said that God will give you peace by all means. No katakata, no wahala. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord will give you peace by all means. And today, we are going to talk about deliverance, but a little different. Because when we talk deliverance, people start shivering. Maybe I will be exposed. Maybe what I have will be coming out. That's not the point. The purpose of deliverance is to make you to enjoy the victory, the total victory that Christ purchased for you and for me on the cross of Calvary. It's not any reason for you to be afraid or shake. But we are going to talk, instead of just deliverance by the Lord, we are going to talk about self-deliverance. Self-deliverance. Amen? From bondage. So, in this title, in this series, the part 3 is self-deliverance from bondage, which can only be achieved by claiming the victory that Jesus Christ died to give us. Knowledge and building up the anointing is the key factor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why did you say key deliverance? Where do you find it in the Bible? Please quickly put all the scriptures for us quickly. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 5. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 5. On self-deliverance. Self-deliverance, and I'm coming to reason why I'm picking this message. Many of us, even in the household of God, found ourselves in bondage, suppressed, oppressed. But that is not the plan of God. The Bible said, deliver thyself, amen. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter. Who is the hunter? The devil. And the Bible said, deliver yourself as a roe from the hands of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. That is the agents of Satan. And Bible says, deliver yourself. Let us go to Zechariah chapter 2 verse 7 quickly, because we want to finish this message quick. We have other things today like the marriage workshop. And here it says, deliver thyself, O Zion. Amen. You deliver yourself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughters of Babylon. The daughters of Babylon are who in this? Satanic agents. And the Bible said, deliver yourself from them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. James chapter 4 verse 7. Quickly please. I just want to establish the fact about self-deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. James 4 7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, there's something that is common in all these scriptures. It is pointing to you as an individual. To do something about something. To do something about bondage, about that yoke, about what the enemy is wreaking havoc in your life, in the life of your loved ones, in your marriage, in your business, in your children, in any area there is bondage. Your possession, your right in Christ Jesus is to be delivered. But the Bible is taking it to a step further. It says, deliver thyself. Yoke, bondage, yank yourself from the chains of Satan in the name of Jesus. And I gave us the point of this. He said that knowledge of the word of God, or knowledge of what is going on, and building up the anointing in your life will be the key factor to break the bondage. Open Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, please. Isaiah 10, 27. And it shall come to pass, everybody, to pass that in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've quickly established by these four scriptures, deliver thyself, the Bible said in Proverbs 6:5, and then it said, that of Zion, he said, deliver yourself from those bondage, Babylonian, whatever satanic bondage that you have, say, deliver thyself. And here I say, resist the devil and he will flee from you. We are teaching you an important factor I learned the hard way in Christianity. And I hope that God will open your mind and give you understanding today in Jesus' name. Many in the household of God are under bondage. We come to that. I believe. Amen. Everybody say, I believe. I believe. Therefore, I declare that the great shepherd, the stone of Israel, shall deliver you from every evil work in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe and I declare that you shall clean escape every trap or the snare that enemy set for you in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say amen. Say amen again. If you believe it, blessed be the name of the Lord. And that anywhere evil is ordained, anywhere that evil must happen, you will be found in, while you will be found wanting there in the name of Jesus. Because the angel of deliverance will steer you away from that corner, from that place. Even if it's your children, if it is on playground, if it is a place of work, in plain, anywhere that evil is ordained, the Lord, the angel of the Lord will deliver you from them in Jesus' name. That is the promise of God, and we are talking of deliverance this morning. Many believers have become willing captives many believers, and it is painful, that many children of God has become willing captives. They claim helplessness. I can't help myself. Know what to do. They cry bucket of tears when God has equipped us with power. When God has given us a way to break every yoke. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And many of us has come to become too dependent. There is nothing wrong in seeking help from pastors or true ministers of the gospel. Nothing wrong with that. But I want to teach you that you have something in you. Giving. Your right. Your possession. Your entitlement. That can help you in the hour of need. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you are equipped with the power to deliver not just yourself from others. If there is need, the need arises from the power of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to teach you some key points you have to know about self-deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And many of us need deliverance in a lot of ways. Many of us need deliverance. The process of self-deliverance from bondage. Let me quickly explain three things for you to understand where I'm coming from this morning. I don't believe that demons can possess any temple that has the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. So, I want to say that right. In self-deliverance, let me quickly explain this. There are three main levels of oppression and manifestation of demonic powers around people. One of them is influence by power of influencing. The other one is oppression, oppressive, tormenting demons. And the other ones are possession. And what really annoys me at times when I say, when people become too frightened of this thing, they are nothing in Jesus' name. I've seen where I'm about to pray for deliverance of people, and people start yanking their small children out. Where are you taking them to? They are full on the street. They are full in their school. They are full everywhere. The only thing you have to know is that there is power in me, and anything that belongs to me, anything that pertains to me, the enemy have no hand in them in Jesus' name. I cover my children in the blood of Jesus. I cover everything that pertains to me in the blood of Jesus. And when I have spoken in the name of Jesus, there is no enemy that can penetrate that anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't be afraid of them. They are defeated enemy. The power they have is fear. The power they have is lack of understanding. The power they have is Christians who are one leg as a Christian and the other leg as unchristian. And there are no Christian because you either move with the Lord or you don't move with the Lord. You cannot strand the fence as far as God is concerned. It's either you want to be a Christian and be a Christian or you are not. Book of Revelation had to tell us, let the unrighteous be unrighteous. If you are in Jesus Christ, Satan has no power over you. Cannot possess you. But the enemy can oppress you by outside influence. And the enemy can influence you. James chapter 3, verse 11 says, James 3:11, let's quickly read it. I think we're on time here. James 3:11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter water? The answer is no. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I say that if the Holy Spirit, that is the point, if the Holy Spirit is in you, demons cannot possess that person. But they can influence and they can oppress. And that is a different understanding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. One of the things we could do as studying on this, as I'm studying on this teaching now, there has to be an understanding that something is wrong. And I see that many of us are in self-denial. And I'm going to point out something as we go on. Self-denial about what is influencing them or what is affecting them or what is happening in their life. They close their eyes. This happenstance to them, but nothing happens by chance. We live in a spiritual world, and we also live in a physical world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? And when you have this understanding, that some of those actions, some of those things you say just happen, it does not just happen. When you start to see who is behind the scene, to take away your peace, to take away your joy, to take away what God has already planned for you, then you can deal with that situation differently. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you start understanding that what you are seeing, there is an element of the spirituality involved, then you may handle things a little differently. You learn to go in prayer. You learn to rebuke the devourer. You learn to destroy the source instead of just the one that is actually being used. You learn to deal with them and God will give you victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, and I said here, you have to have an understanding that something is behind this. And what is behind this is the enemy, the work of the enemies. It could be that it is your laborious children. It could be that it is an unhappy marriage about to be destroyed. It could be lack of progress in your life. It could be that there is fear and torments in your life. You have to find out where this is coming from. The enemy behind it. The roots behind this situation. And then you can apply the word of God. And I say an understanding is important. And seeking the anointing. One thing I know is that during the school days, when we are just having ordinary quiz, I don't study as much, maybe. But when I know that the test or the final exam is coming, I really want to pass. I put every effort to pass. Now, the knowledge I'm giving might not be exact, but the same thing. When you are fighting with man, you don't really have to do much. But when you know that Satan, the evil Satan, like Daniel was praying for 21 days and that prince of Persia was right there. He could have stopped in the 10th day. He could have given up on the 15th day. He continued on the 21st day. Angel of deliverance came. Amen. And broke through for him. Say, Daniel, I came, but the prince of Persia withstood for 21 whole days. But I came through for you in Jesus' name. Many of us give up too easily. Many of us don't fight the battle of faith. This early morning, somebody sent me a text yesterday. Say, Emmanuel, I can't make it to the church. The trouble is too much. Send that again this morning. It is just overwhelming. I say, you either stand with the Lord and claim your victory, or you chicken out. And many of us usually chicken out because we see the giants. We see the giants, we see the mountain, just like where we're talking about on this, in the scriptures, where God has worked deliverance, and still works deliverance for the children of Israel. They walked, they went through all the process until they are within sight of the possession of the promised land. And then they went to seek out the land, and they came back with positive testimony. The grapes there are beautiful. It's a land full with milk and honey. Everything we want is there. But there are giants on the way. And the Lord, the two of them that are within their senses, said, do not succumb to the demons of fear. He told them, do not succumb to the demons of fear. These sons of Anak, these giants you see in the land, they are but bread for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, we are able to go up and possess that country. Brought me to that favorite song I will sing. We are able to go up to take that country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giants may be on our way to hither, God must surely give us victory. Victory only. Move on to the right hand side. Move on. Brethren, move on to the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Move on. Sisters, move on to the right hand side. Move on to the right hand side of God. They succumb to spirit of fear. And look at what it cost them. 40 good years of their life. And they all died in the wilderness. And their bones were scattered in the wilderness. Because of one moment of fear. We come into that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you know who is behind your troubles, that is not just ordinary man. It's not that my wife or my husband or my children or my boss or this and that is tampering with my peace, joy, and fulfillment. It is the enemy. You handle it a little better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You go with the full steam of anointing by prayer to break those bondages. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You start to agitate. Have you ever seen somebody agitate? When you are passive, when you are submissive, when you are just dormant, nothing happens. But when you start to agitate, Lord, something has to be done. I have agitated so many times in my life. There is a time my eyes went red on certain situations. I say, I will not take a break. I will not relax. I will not give heaven peace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, you will not sleep. If you eat, you will not eat until my prayers are answered. And God see that red eye. He start to say, my son is on the warpath. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he start to call angel of deliverance. Go for him. David was on the warpath. Daniel was on the warpath. That is why he start to go in prayer. One of the greatest time of my life is when I go into extended fasting. Revelations, grace start to multiply. Today, we are so submissive, we are so reluctant to take the bulls by the horn. And that is why the devil is playing ping pong with many people who call or are Christians. May God help us in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. I just want to quickly read this in support of my idea of fasting and prayer, that there is some that doesn't go out with out fasting and prayer. Matthew 17, 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are just situations that prayer alone cannot cut it off. There is a time you have to shut yourself. There is a time you have to go and seek the Lord's face on a particular issue. And you decide, I'm not coming out until the Lord has answered that prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It may be a battle of will. It may go one day, 2 days, 3 days. Daniel stood his ground on the 21st day, the Lord answered. Amen. But my real point this morning, and I'm coming to that, apart from self-deliverance we are talking about, is some of the methods the enemy can use to create open doors. And that is where I saw things that kind of disturbed me many a times in the life of Christians. Open doors that we allow those influences to come and create problems for us. We practically invite them in. And this invitation, they came and they stay, and then they go and invite one that is stronger than them to come and take position. Luke chapter 11, verse 24, 26. I want to read that quickly before I speak on these open doors. Luke 11, 26. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than themselves, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Now, what I am saying here is an understanding that, you know, we don't have time to go into teaching mode or full teaching on this issue. I pray that God will give you understanding. In the spiritual world, there is more cooperation than in the physical world. They are not jealous of one another like we are at times. The weaker demons or oppressive spirit can actually go and invite ones that is more wicked than them to come and help them build a stronghold in somebody's life. And that stronghold become hard to dislodge. The more they bring in, the more harder it is to dislodge them. But there is a time that at the initial point, you can quickly rebuke that Satan, that pestering spirit, like a fly. You swap it, and they say, resist the devil, and it will flee from you. And many of us have not known that some of the minor small actions or major actions we do is an open door, is an invitation to these spirits to come. And then when they come in a small way, they then go and invite other ones. And I said, it may not be that they possess, but they may be there to influence you to take wrong actions, to do things that is detrimental to your health, or they can oppress you and make your life unbearable. Tormenting spirit. It may start from small things. And I start to name some of the open doors that people create in their life. I said, you need healing from chronic bitterness and unforgiveness. It may be due to rejection, and the Lord is speaking to somebody this morning by revelation in Jesus' name. It may be by rejection, it may be by abuse, it may be by hurt or damage done to you. And so, this bitterness, chronic one is persistent one. It keeps building on, and unforgiveness there, and this small thing open door to bigger demons. There it is in the scripture. When that small one that is there you entertain and do not rebuke or reject and throw away from you, you allow them to sit there and fester like a wound. Then he goes out and taketh to himself seven others, spirits more wicked than themselves. And then they come and enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the person is worse than the first. Brethren, learn to forgive quick. Learn not to entertain bitterness. Learn not to allow the sun to go down with your anger. This opens doors for tormenting spirit to influence, oppress, or even possess. Many of us have allowed this thing to fester and it become a dangerous thing in our life, even in our marriage. It brings fear. It brings torment. It brings disharmony. It brings every small tiny thing, and then they bring the bigger one, until after some time, many of us become a willing captive. Status quo is okay. But our prayers are being hindered. Our effectual worship is being hindered because these things are there. We need to deal with them in Jesus' mighty name. Hatred, jealousy, things like pornography and drugs are open doors. They may look like nothing, but it actually creates an opening for stronger demonic powers to come in. The small demons are fertile ground for the bigger ones. You need that knowledge in Jesus' name. Walking out of church last Sunday, we were here till about 2:30 or 3. Going across the street from here, a man was walking in front on the other side. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he will turn around and come and talk to you. Children, stay away from drug in Jesus' name. The guy wasn't wearing a shirt. There's tattoo all over. Hey, Marty, like daddy. Short, backpack, everything look fierce. Used to be a very handsome person. No sooner than the Lord told me this, than the guy turned around. He was way on the other side of the street, walking in front. He turned around and walked fiercely across the street. I stood my ground. He came right this and said, I have demons. So I know. Say, no, I have demons. There are many of them. I say, I know. I made contact. I gave him my hand. He shook my hand. I said to the demon, how did you get in there? He said, Met. I don't know how to pronounce the name in full. Met, something, whatever. Met. It's a kind of drug. And we are possessing this body. And basically tell me there's nothing anybody can do about it. And really, there was nothing I could do because in the same instance, I know something else. He has crossed certain boundary that made deliverance very hard for him. He has taken a life. Don't ask me how I know. I know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God wants me to point out something to you children sitting here. That's the reason he was walking in front of me on the other side. I said, he's going to come around and talk to you. He turned around, came right in my face, stood there, and told me, I have demons, and there are many of them. And I say, how did you get in there? He said, by med. Children, stay away from drugs. Stay away from those things. If your friend in school wants to entice you and say, try it out, I don't care whether it is called angel dust, whether it is meth, whether it is heroin, whether it's cocaine, whether it is spice, whatever it is called, stay away from them. It's an open door. Open door. And they walk in. The smaller ones come in, and then the bigger ones come. Stay away from them in Jesus' name. Amen? About a mile from my house, 2-3 days ago, a woman woke up and killed her 3 beautiful children. 20-something Avenue and Bay Road. Was in the news all over. My neighbors, Caucasians, nice people, Christian, they came over to chat with me on such things. Why do people do things like that? I said, the scripture said it clear. She probably got into something. I can say that there is bitterness she locked up in her heart, maybe because of abuse, maybe because of hurt, maybe because of people treating her nasty or doing stuff. And those bitterness continue to fester and foster unforgiveness. Then they look for a way of escape and they default to drug. I say that to my neighbor. He said, do you mean that hatred and bitterness can allow demons to come in? I say, yes. It's an open door. Then, a couple of days after, about yesterday, it was in the news again, the woman was on a special drug called spice. I don't know what is spicing or what it is. Children, stay away from drugs. Amen? It is an open door of invitation. So, there are ways we can open doors, I said here. To open doors, you need inner healing from those chronic bitterness and unforgiveness due to rejection, abuse, hurt, or damages done to you. It may be hatred. It may be jealousy. It may be things like pornography, drugs, etc. They are fertile grounds for demons to come in. We are talking on self-deliverance. Part of healing is prevention. In America, they practice medicine. We have doctors in our midst. They practice preventative methods. Don't go into them. Don't be part of it. Because it will create a door for evil spirits to go and invite ones that is worse than them to come and become a greater oppressive spirit. Number two, strongholds. Incorrect thinking pattern that people develop sometimes. With the help, at times, of wolves in sheep clothing, so-called men of God, pastors and prophets, though they are through fear and condemnation, ministry. I have seen many Christians and I come to them because God has given me one of the gifts I have is discernment. I come close and I notice this person is oppressed. And listening to them at times, it is through ministries. It is through people who call themselves so-called prophets. Wolf in sheep's clothing. There are nothing true about them. I myself will have been victim. Many of my family, at least one or two, have died because of this kind of things. Because they went astray and listened to these evil ones who use their liberty as a cloak of maliciousness. The liberty we have in Christ Jesus, they abuse it. They put people under condemnation. They put people under fear. And people who are not tutored in understanding these works of the enemy, I pray to them. Called to somebody I love one time, and that really annoyed me, is that she lives in a good house. Nice, very good house in Abuja. And they came. And this prophet have even the common sense to call me at a point, trying to put fear. I hate anybody putting fear or trying to put fear in me. I just detest it. If you hold anybody in fear of bondage, you need deliverance. Whether it be in your house, whether it be at place of work, if you walk through fear to subject people instead of love, you need deliverance. Fear is not of God. It is the spirit of enemy. Why are you staying in a hotel? I asked her. Say they came to my house. I made lunch for everybody. Nice home and stuff. And after eating, they found tortoise in this place. They did this and did that. I say, and you left your house for them, yeah? Say they are living in my house now, sanctifying the house. Say they are putting more demons in your house. One of them called me about 2 years ago and said they are passing a message. I have to do something. I don't know what it is. Say I have to do a celebration. Or no, not a celebration, some kind of charity or whatever I want, using that cloak to try to trap me in. Say, I have to do this to people and do this and that. I say, why is that? They say, because we see death. That's usually their way. We see this about to happen. We see this about to happen. If you don't do this, they are not most of the time, unless they are true ministers of God, speaking by the Spirit of God. These are spirits using them to try to subject you into bondage. And when you accept their word, that is why many people are today in fear. Go to Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15. Quickly, please. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15. And he said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to what? Bondage. That is why Christ came. To deliver them who through fear of death. This person will do this. This person will do this. They put juju in my house. They do this in my place. They do that. I said, do you know you are right? You are positioned in Christ Jesus. He said, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. This is the heritage. My possession. My right. Couple of them became an eye with me when I went home the other time and they put juju in my house and put juju in the car and stuff and they say, let's go call this prophet. Let's go call. I say, you are talking to a prophet himself in Jesus' name. Why do I need to go call? Yeah, you guys in America, don't take this as a joke. I say, I'm taking this as a joke because to me, this is nothing in Jesus' name. Throw the garbage away. And then the Spirit of God said to me, because the chairman or the person who they used to put it was, I say, 3 days. If you don't confess and you don't come out on this, you will have a major problem in this person's life. And he started having an attack of the enemy, epileptic attack. Came back again, they sent their chief occultic person and he stood right at me. I didn't talk. I didn't say, we looked at one another. He was looking, I was looking. He's trying to gain me. I'm trying to gain him. I couldn't make a concentration. After some time, he decided he wants to go. You don't allow yourself to be subject to these fears. Christ has given us power over every work of the enemy. It is fear that subjects you to bondage and deliver them who through fear of death were all their life. Some people spend their hard-earned money for protection. They run from pillar to post looking for deliverance. If you know your position in Christ Jesus, if you know who you are in Jesus, I said it again and I say it again, God said in his word that no weapons fashioned against you shall prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Removing legal lies. The last one I'm going to talk about. We don't have too much time. Removing legal lies. Contracts. Covenants. Incurred through actions or by others on your behalf. To give permission to demonic influence, oppression, or even possession. Jeremiah 31:29. I've spoken in this church about one of my first understanding of this operation, possession, and influence of the enemy. I've spoken here about when growing up, I used to have such migraine. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's like my head is being cut off. And this thing, I don't know why, it happens on a particular time of the month when the moon is in full splendor. I have such migraine. And that's my first exposure to demonic works. And this is not the kind of migraine that any medication can work with. Can't remember what I did or didn't do. Until somebody gave me a small knowledge as a young Christian, he said, you don't have to accept this. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because they have consulted. And my great-grandfather, who is an evil man, I reject him and all his works. Have the same thing in his forehead. And I was named after him. In Igbo land, they call it Tobo, or somebody, your namesake. Great-grandfather, a very evil man. And in his heydays, he has gone to a battle, and they hit him there with whatever they have, and he had it. And the influence of those demons are actually affecting and making my life miserable. I was being tormented every time there's a full moon. For whatever reason, I don't know why it is happening that. And I have this headache. But somebody one day told me a knowledge. Say, rebuke, refuse every work that your great-grandfather who they went to consult, you have this thing, you both have this thing. He say, yes, this is how it happened and that is how it be. So it is written, as some people say, it is not written in Jesus' name. Unless what Jesus Christ has written on your behalf, it shall not stand. If anybody come to you and say, it is written, so shall it be, take the word of God and counter it immediately, it is not written. I know the thought I have towards you, thought of good, thought of peace, and not of evil, to give you your expected end. That's the word of God. I didn't read this scripture then. I didn't know it. I was a young Christian. But I stood up and condemned all work of Mubeji Mani, that is his name. Everything has done and say, in those days, quoting without knowing it, what the Bible is saying, say, in those days they shall say no more. The fathers have eaten a sour grape. And the children's teeth are set on edge. Go down to the other one, the Lord says, shall not be there. Go to 30, I believe. And God said, it shall no more be mentioned again in Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everyone for his own iniquity. Every man that is shall, his own teeth shall be set on edge. You cannot go and commit atrocity and it affect me. You cannot plant and it come and sow. I come and reap what I didn't sow. You cannot put and it come and harvest. I harvest it. What you sow, what any man sow, it shall be sown on their own head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give that testimony to the glory of God. I never had that migraine. My head, you can look at it. There is none. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the grace of God. Let's stand on our feet as we close. Colossians 2:14. I don't know why I wrote that scripture here, but I have it. Colossians 2:14, please. Colossians 2:14. I have that scripture written down here. I don't know why. Okay, say, that's in terms of whatever is written. Say that Christ, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Now let me tell you, ordinance is written. It is ordained. It is supposed to happen. But somebody did what? Blot it out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. He blotted out the ordinances of the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it on where? On the cross. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Men and brethren, through the complete faith and complete work of Calvary, we can erase and rewrite the handwriting of ordinances that is against us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are under any kind of torment, oppressive spirit or whatever, the day of salvation is here. Daughter of Zion, daughter of God, deliver yourself. Sons of God, deliver yourself. Rid yourself from those rudimental spirits. Clean yourself from every evil work. Refuse them. The Lord is able. In closing, one man that has blessed my ministry, use his testimony as a closing here as we close. His ministry has blessed me. In 1952, he had a vision. And that's learned from his testament, because many of us make that same mistake today. He had a vision. The Lord Jesus Christ was talking to him, like I'm talking to you. Along the way, God was explaining to him, understanding the evil spirit and how they work and how you can deal with them. And he was paying very good attention. Then, he said that a little evil spirit like a monkey started to hop around. His name is Kenneth Hagin. Start hopping around, start jumping between him and the Lord, throwing dust, throwing smoke, until he could not hear the Lord, he could not see the Lord, he could not understand what he's saying. And he was panicking and saying, Lord, do something. Lord, do something. Lord, do something. Look at, I cannot hear you. I cannot talk. I can, whatever you are saying, and I know you are passing to me a vital, important message. And the Lord keep talking, and the spirit keep jumping around, throwing smoke, and the man that was supposed to receive the message couldn't hear nothing. Then he got angry and said, get out, you evil spirit. And the small thing fell on the floor and started quivering. He rebuked him and told him to get out of the way. And then he asked Jesus, and this is the crux of the matter, why didn't you do nothing? Didn't you see this Lord say something that has stunned the man and will have stunned any of us who doesn't understand it? He said, I could do nothing. Did you say you would not do anything or that you could not? Jesus said, there is nothing I can do. This is in vision of Kenneth Hagin. I have a printout of it if you want to read it. And he said, what do you mean? I have never seen it in the Bible where you say I could do nothing. That you couldn't do it. You are the Lord. You are God. You can cast out and say, I could do nothing. That is what I want you to understand today. You say, I have 4 scriptures in the Bible that can prove to you that there's little I can do on this issue. And the man said, I have read this Bible 150 times. I have never seen it. Christ gave him the scriptures. We don't have time to read them. But one of them said that he died, he rose up again, and all power in heaven and earth has been given unto who? Jesus Christ. And he said the same power, The same authority, the same whatever that is given unto me, I delegated to you. You are the hands of Jesus. You are the mouth of Jesus. You are what Jesus is on this earth. He said, Jesus said to him again, I say, the littlest, the smallest of any of you that are believers are stronger than the mightiest of demons in Jesus' name. I have the printer, you can read, it's a true vision. He said, the smallest of any of you and the youngest or whatever, you have power because the work of darkness has been destroyed. At the cross, he took all power. Every one of them was taken from him. But they walk by intimidation. They walk by fear. They walk on you for lack of knowledge. When you see anything going wrong in your life or in the family or anywhere, start to see what is beyond the scene. Start to rebuke it in Jesus' name. Amen. Start to become really agitate. Start to move. Start to refuse that this will happen. Start to take it lying down. Start to take it and do it to me as you want. It is no in Jesus' name. Let your eyes go red in the name of Jesus. It is time to fight the battle. And one thing I've always known, when that spirit rises in you, when you are ready to fight, the Most High God, the King of Kings himself, the Shepherd of Israel, the Rock of our help, he that is able, that has delivered and still able to deliver, he will not leave you alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have anybody who wants prayer? You are free to step out. We pray quickly. But first, we are going to call on Brother Austin and our sister and anybody who is traveling. We know that some people are traveling. We will ask the pastors to come and pray for them. Anybody who is traveling that wants to be prayed, let them come. Amen. The Lord is good. He is able, abundantly able to deliver and to Pastor Peter, Pastor Yato, Pastor Julius, please come on. We pray for these ones. Jesus is abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. Hallelujah. He is able. My God is abundant able to deliver and to save. He is able. Lord, you are abundantly able, oh, to deliver those who trust in him.